Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 33. Polokwane up to 34. Mbombela also 33. Wrapping up some of the day's headlines.
I had the occasion to go and spend some time with him last night in hospital before he passed on. I was able to get a moment to speak to him, even though he could no longer hear me.
An emotional day for President Cyril Ramaphosa and others who worked with veteran politician Pravin Gordhan, who passed away in the early hours of the morning.
We are here to celebrate the life of a giant, a hero of our people.
Whose dedication as a public servant and whose contribution to South Africa's political and economic landscape cannot be overstated.
South Africa has lost an outstanding leader, unassuming persona, belied the depth of intellect, integrity and energy with which he undertook his activism.
He's been hailed as a dedicated servant of the people who pushed back against state capture. Masechaba Sifularo reports.
An incorruptible freedom fighter and servant of the people, this is how former two-time finance minister Pravin Gordhan has been remembered by his comrade Mac Maharaj.
He cared, he served, and he walked the path strewn with thorns, but he never faltered.
And while he's been harshly criticized for his work as public enterprise minister, former finance minister Trevor Manuel has commended Gordhan for reversing the damage of state capture.
The task now is to rebuild, and I think it's fundamentally important that we recognize PG's role in that rebuilding, giving a new sense of purpose and place to our state-owned enterprises.
Gordhan will be laid to rest next Thursday. Masechaba Sifularo for Jacka FM News in Houghton.
In other news, political analyst Goodenough Mashego says the DA has to find ways of involving the public in its decision-making processes. This comes after many South Africans took to social media to express their disappointment at the DA being against the Bella Bill that was signed this morning. Basic Education Minister and DA member Siviwe Gwagube did not attend the ceremony, stating that she's opposed to the bill in its current form.
At the end of the day, most people are not sympathetic to the DA's position because they don't know what is wrong with the Bella Bill as it stands now. So the DA must go out there and really embark on an educational drive.
Staying with the DA, the party's national spokesperson, Willie Oukamp, also confirmed that the DA has terminated the membership of Ronaldo Gous over racial statements that he made in a video a few years back. He was suspended after the videos resurfaced around his swearing in at Parliament, and at that stage he was only suspended, but the final nail is in the coffin.
He therefore forfeits his Democratic Alliance seat in Parliament. This decision follows a thorough investigation conducted by the DA's Federal Legal Commission into the allegations against Mr. Gous. The Federal Legal Commission found Mr. Gous guilty of contravening several sections of the DA's constitution.
And National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola says the police will intensify the fight against infrastructure vandalism and theft at Transnet.
We know we have got a challenge in terms of crime in the country, yes, but we cannot sit back. We must keep on fighting it.
The police and Transnet signed a memorandum of understanding in efforts to tackle damage to infrastructure at Transnet. Amarlina Fischer, net ons hoofstory vandag. Dit is op almal se lippe, die dood van die veteran politikus Pravin Gordhan na 'n kort stryd met kanker.
We don't stop. Break down. Dance the night away. The Jacaranda FM party night.
I do it for the ladies, but I gotta keep it hood. Where we at, Polo?
Hey.
I see you, Ron. Yo, Keith, you was right. We just getting started.
Yeah, man.
You say you're searching for somebody that